We're learning the laws of Shabbos. The next siman is entitled Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Dini Kiddush Al Hayayin. It's a lengthy siman, 17 sifim, the laws of Kiddush on wine. So the beginning of this siman says as follows: Kishiyavul Aveso Yimaher Lechol Miyad. A person immediately after they finish davening Maariv, which we're learning a little bit some of the halachos and some of the Biurim, some of the explanations as to why we do the things that we do in Kabbalah Shabbos as well as Maariv. So immediately afterwards, a person should go home and eat miyad immediately. And the Be'er Halacha says that's v'fil kodem chashecha, even if it's before it's already dark. And we discussed there was a dispute whether or not a person has to at least eat some of their meal into the evening after Shkia, and l'chadchila, preferably, it's better that one should do so. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this further, and he says that when it says that a person should go quickly to eat, mentions about eating, but doesn't talk about Kiddush. But of course, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's Hainu L'Kaddish, it's referring to me, Kiddush, Kiddush Yiskor Shabbos Be'es Techilas K'nisaso, to be able to acknowledge Shabbos at the earliest point, the better. And therefore, a person should try to go home to make Kiddush at the earliest possible time. And as we know, there's a concept of Kiddush Makom Suda. Why is he saying you should go and eat right away? It means that you make Kiddush and you eat right away. It's not, a person doesn't fulfill their obligation if you make Kiddush and you sit around for an hour and then only afterwards you wash, which is problematic, which we'll discuss when we get into those halachos in particular of Kiddush Makom Suda. Now, when you make Kiddush, there has to be a meal immediately afterwards. So therefore, that's what the Mechaber means, that you should eat right away, which means, of course, you make Kiddush, and then immediately afterwards, you eat. Now, what if you're just not hungry? Okay, so let's say you ate, and maybe you shouldn't have eaten as much as you did, so close to Shabbos, and I'm just not hungry. So in that situation, Yochel Hamtin Molokadish Ad Shirab. A person is allowed to wait to make Kiddush until you get a little bit more hungry. Shkvar Zachar Es HaShabbos B'Tfiloso B'Beisach Nesas. Yotzi B'Zeh Mitzvah Saseh D'Yaraisel Rambam. According to the opinion of the Rambam, so as long as you acknowledge that it is Shabbos, then you have fulfilled the Pasuk of Zachar Es HaShabbos. So it's not necessarily required to, in order to fulfill the deraisa of remembering Shabbos, they have to have a cup of wine and make Kiddush. You actually fulfill that obligation when you daven Maariv on Friday night. So acknowledging that it's Shabbos, that's it. Mikol makom, nonetheless, nira dehecha deyesh b'zeh mishum shom bayis, o sheish lo b'veso orchim, v'prat ayureyach oni, lo yachar b'chol gavni. He says that even if, let's say, you're not so hungry, but look around. You're not by yourself. You have people, you have children, you have guests. In that situation, even though you're not hungry, you should still make Kiddush immediately. Kivan dehem utolim alav, since they are waiting for you, they're waiting for you to take the lead, take the initiative of inviting them to the table. Lo yuchul akvam mishvil shu rotzel akayim mitzvah min amuchor. Beautiful language. He says that even if you want to fulfill mitzvah min amuchor, to do the mitzvah in the best way, but if by doing so it's going to cause someone else to be hungry or to be uncomfortable, then it's better not to do the mitzvah in the best way. Even though if you're not 100% hungry, nonetheless there are other people at the table that are hungry. Therefore you should make the Kiddush immediately and be sensitive to others. And focuses on the last word of the Mechaber's miyad immediately. Mikol makom mihanachon likros kriyashma mikodem. Assuming, as he says, im mistafik shevesach nesus lo kor bizman. Let's say a person was in shul and he accepted Shabbos early, like we do in the summer, and we say kriyashma at a later time. So if you get home and it is already zman kriyashma, then it's recommended that you should already say kriyashma at that point before you start your meal, because otherwise you're going to have your meal and you're just going to forget about saying kriyashma altogether, and certainly better to do so. Now again, this is referring to a situation, you get home and it is already time now to say kriyashma. If you get home, you don't have to wait an hour until the time of the Shema to be able to say it and then eat. But at least if you're already home and it's the time to say the Shema, it's better to do so. Kostam Rambam. It's brought down in the Rambam in Perichav Tes in the laws of Shabbos. He says, Mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah l'kadish es yom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. That based on the pasuk Zarcha Hashem Shabbos Akansho, there is a positive mitzvah, and it's a Torah-bound mitzvah, to make Kiddush, and by doing so, it is bedvarim with words. Kolomer. Zachareinu v'zachira shevach v'kiddush. By making Kiddush, one has fulfilled a Torah obligation. The truth is, it's possible that that obligation is, as we said, fulfilled on by the davening, not necessarily by the Kiddush. It says, medivri sofrim shedhei zachirzo al koshel yayin. In order to make this decoration more substantial, so the Chachamim instituted that you should have a cup of wine when you acknowledge and recognize the Shabbos. V'chein kosov ha-tosfos, so too it's brought down elsewhere. The al hayayin hu rakim ed-rabbanan. The whole concept of having wine is a rabbinic concept. Furthermore, he writes down the Magen Avraham, the Lefizeh, according to this, midiraisa b'kiddush shomer b'tefillah sagi. Just as long as you made the kiddush in your tefillah on Friday night, you fulfill the obligation of Zarchas Yom HaShavos HaKadosho, and therefore, once you've done that, the kiddush at that point is no longer deraisa. And furthermore, even the kiddush b'makom suda, as we discussed, is also derabanan, as is brought down in the Beis Yosef. Just a couple more lines. Al kein, therefore, im safek lo. I'm not sure how a person could have such a doubt. But imagine that you're not sure. Im kiddush olo. Did I make kiddush? I didn't make kiddush? I don't remember. Ein sarach lachso l'kadesh. Desfek derabanan l'kula. The Prima Gunnim says that since you davened already at night, and therefore you fulfilled your Torah obligation of acknowledging Shabbos, so if for some reason you don't remember if you made Kiddush, it now falls under the category of Safek Derabanan, and in a situation where you're not sure about the fulfillment of the rabbinic mitzvah, then l'kul, we go lenient, certainly when it comes to the resetting of a bracha, which you're not sure if you said, and if you don't say it again. Gam dekaten she'agil chinuch. Also, if you're dealing with a child, yochel lohitzu l'fizeh, afil l'godol b'kiddush, im agodol hispal kvar. Since the kiddush is really now becomes rabbanon, becomes rabbinic, technically speaking, a child who, let's say, didn't daven Marv, who didn't acknowledge Shabbos yet, he now also has a one rabbinic law, the rabbanon, namely, of that of chinuch. And therefore, technically, this child could make kiddush on your behalf, but as we'll discuss further, that may not be something which is recommended.